magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday. It's October 14th, 2014. And for those of you that joined me yesterday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, I'm sure you're back for part two to hear our special guest in the studio with me again, Dean Ekberg, who works with Jonah Water Ministries, has many visits to the country of Africa. He's trying to bring not only healthy drinking water, but the living water through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I guess 20 plus years ago, he met up with the Reverend William Kofa, who at the time, both Dean and William were single men trying to serve the Lord using their gifts and talents. And at the time, William was an evangelist and worked alongside Dean as Dean was trying to find water and fix wells and serve the people in tangible ways. William was bringing a spiritual element, evangelism, and the good news message of Jesus. And if you were tuned in yesterday, and that interview is archived at greatnewsradio.org, you can hear a little of the faith story. And I want to get back to you, William, and share a little more, because you said at the age of around 10, as a young boy, you lost your dad, who you loved very much. And so you're crying out to God, but you didn't know God in a personal way. But that was a trigger point for you to search more and find out about this living God. And so I want to know a little more about that personal story. But also, Dean, you were saying that with this Ebola, and right. So many people are familiar with that and what's going on in Liberia and the country of Africa. And you said, you know, many people are hesitant to go to the hospitals or these clinics to get treatment because they might go with a cold or to be checked out for something and they'll pick something else up because they're not like our hospitals that are very well organized and maintained, and they're kind of fearful. Yet the church can do a unique thing. And the First Baptist Church in Oldest Congo Town, where the Reverend William Kofa serves, you said this church has a vision and a unique way of ministering to the people. So take us right. A little through that, and for our listeners that weren't tuned in yesterday, reintroduce the Reverend William Kofa, not only as your good friend, but as the ministry partner that you've had through Jonah Water Ministries.
Thanks, Mark. William has been a good friend, and I hadn't seen him in a while, but we worked together in Liberia, in the western part, out in Cape Mount County, Liberia.
And that was back in like 1988. We were talking about it because that's the time I came to the greater Champaign-Urbana area. I moved down to manage a Jewel food store back in 1988, and that's when you said that was your first trip to Africa?
That's when I went to Liberia, and I'd done some stuff in Zimbabwe before then, but when I went to Liberia in 1988, William and I got together, and I did the physical water, and he did the spiritual water, the evangelist piece of the ministry out there in Cape Mount County. We're in the Muslim area. We're able to work with mainly the kids. The adults weren't real receptive, and the leaders of the mosques out there in the western Liberia weren't really happy with us being there, but they liked that we were bringing water, and they let us talk to the kids about Jesus. But we had a good relationship as single guys out there, and we were doing ministry, and then I had to leave with civil war. I had to be evacuated out of Liberia, that 14-year civil war that they had. It was terrible. But now with this Ebola crisis in Liberia, William came to the United States 2 months ago, and he called me from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I couldn't believe I was hearing his voice. So we've gotten back together, and he's staying with us right now at the house. But he's looking forward to going back in a few days back to Liberia. In terms of dealing with this Ebola crisis, one of the things that several of the church members are medical people, and what they want to do is do a clinic out of the church, the Oldest Congo Town Church. These medical supplies that we're collecting, and groups like Carl Hospital are contributing.
A little shout out for Lois.
There you go. And with Lois Reed, been a big part of that, those medical supplies from Carl. We're hoping that it can be a blessing to the people there in Monrovia, Liberia.
Yeah, because you mentioned that so many people are hesitant to go to the government-sponsored hospitals or so forth, because they might pick up something where the congregation with members that they trust and worship alongside with, when they reach out, then even other community members say, hey, I trust going over to this church, and you have William there ready to serve. And I think, William, you had shared earlier the unique thing that drew you to Dean some years ago and the blessing that not only are people just coming like these missionaries to preach the good news message of Jesus, they're bringing tangible supplies, goods, trying to create jobs, trying to also help with the whole person, not just the spiritual side, but with physical needs. Yeah, and you say that's a real important element of sharing the good news message of Jesus, that they care about their health and their well-being.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to take us back a little. Yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, you shared from your heart that you lost your dad, and it was devastating. And why I want to take you back to that point, because there are listeners that have lost loved ones that are angry at God or don't even believe there could be a loving God to allow something like that to happen. How did you navigate through that period of time when I'm sure you were at such a great loss? How did you come to know that God really did care, and yet your father was taken from you and he was your dear friend?
It was very devastating. I felt, as I said earlier, that everything was lost. And at that time, because of my own inexperience, and I didn't know much. But after some time, you know, I got to understand that God was in it. You know, even though my dad that did everything for me, I passed at a time, you know, I felt that all hope was gone. But God has his own way of leading and preparing me. So after I gave my life to Jesus and I went to the seminary, God was using me and preparing me for a better ministry, because he says that he has a plan for my life. And that plan is to bless me and to prosper me, you know, to give him an expected end and not to bring disaster upon my life. So he was leading me, even though I had some difficulties along the way and challenges along the way. But God was leading me to a better area. And from that time up to the point, I can now understand that God is in control, you know, of my life and my ministry.
Yeah, I wanted you to share that, or I wanted to flesh it out a little. I just wanted you to expand on that, because so many times people maybe are under the misimpression or the illusion that if you come to Jesus, just everything is wonderful and works out and it's peaceful and there's no crisis or no problems. But the reality is God walks us through those things. He'll work through it. It doesn't eliminate. He doesn't eliminate hardship or trouble, but he'll work through us. Now, were there people that came alongside you and loved on you or cared for you? Like, you didn't just one day say, I'm upset with you, God, but now I just totally trust in you. Wasn't there a process or a growth or maybe seminary, or was it reading God's word? What helped you kind of grow to see that he is a good God, that he was there even during this great loss, or even during this time in Liberia's history where lives are being lost because of this Ebola or because of the Civil War? Wasn't those some really tough years?
Those years were very tough indeed, because when I left from Kipamas, one of the southeastern counties of Liberia, Maryland County, to migrate to Monrovia, I did not have any relative. So I was stopping with friends, and I mean, it was terrible indeed. You know, to find food sometimes was very difficult. But I kept praying to God to lead me, even though it was not easy. So when I entered the seminary, we were working wet ground. You got to cut grass, you got to do this, you got to do that. Many people think that when you give your life to Jesus Christ, then everything, you know, got to be bread and butter. But, you know, if you don't have a cross, then there's no crown. So I had some difficulties. Sometimes you will go without food. Some of your needs cannot be met because of financial difficulty. You don't have any relative. But at the same time, I trusted God that, you know, God, I give my life to you. You do anything with my life you want. And God decided, you know, to lead me along the journey. I mean, when it came out, when I met Dane, it was not even easy. Because everyone that we ministered to expected us to give to them. And it was not easy. And the Baptist Convention at the time also could not support the work in Cape Mount. I mean, they depended on a missionary, you know, to do that. So, in fact, when the missionaries left, it became tedious. I couldn't get paid. Everything came to a standstill. I used to go on a farm, you know, to make palm oil, you know, to make ends meet, and, you know, to plant rice and cassava when you left, you know, that's what we're doing, to have something to eat because there was no money. So that's what I did until the war came, you know, to an end a little bit before I went back to Monrovia. So it has not been easy, but God, when God is in something, he provides a way out.
I'm thinking sometimes for Americans or for anyone, when you look at some of the needs of the world, and it can be so overwhelming, you almost get paralyzed. You just throw up your hands and say, I can't do anything. It's so beyond me. And I was challenged recently from a friend. I'm in a small group, and it's a Pinnacle Forum, and they said, don't worry about the whole needs of the world. Just treat the one person or minister to the one need as if you're treating the whole world. And so in a sense, it just says do what you can to one person that you wish you could do for the whole world or for, you know, the whole community or whatever. Don't be so paralyzed that you don't do anything. Do what you can for the one person as if you were doing it for everyone. And it's kind of really stuck with me that that's what we need to do, is just take a baby step and help in a little way. And I know, Dean, you're going to be returning in the coming months.
Mike, let me come in a little bit.
Sure.
And immediately after the war subsided, when I got married, the house we're in got burned. Everything got burned. You know. So it took a long time to get resettled. So you see, this is a man who gave his life to Christ and who are committed to the work, who are doing evangelism and planting churches in a Muslim dominated area. This is the man now got married, house is burned down. Everything gone. And then after that, I got sick. My one side was paralyzed. I didn't tell you the story. For 1 year. But I said, Lord, prove yourself. I mean, 1 year. 1 year. I was lying once. I couldn't work on my right side. 1 year. Wow. Yes, wow. 1 year. But as I continued to pray for healing, God answered my prayer. That's the kind of God we serve. So all is now roses. Amen. There are some difficult times. Amen. There are mountains to climb. You know, there are valleys along the way. But once you are faithful and committed to God, God will play his part.
And I'm glad you even pointed out it took a year, because, okay, Lord, I'm going to say this prayer today, and hopefully tomorrow I'm going to be better. And then the next day, and then the next month. During this year of probably many times praying, Lord, I need this leg. I need to be able to walk. I need to be able to provide. If you want me to get out and witness and evangelize, I need to be healthy. What did God do in your heart during that year? Was it one of those refining fires that you just ache? God, you're not answering me, and you're not answering me, and I'm angry. And then he said, calm down. Like what he did with David, where David, in many of the Psalms, David is angry with God. But by the end of the Psalm, it's kind of reconciled. Or he realizes God is good, I needed to learn something, or a deeper truth came as a result of just spending that time in bed. Or
And one of the things, you know, it grew me closer to the Lord. Even I was praying more, reading my Bible. And one of the things that helped me also, my wife. She continued to help me, pray for me. She was looking for food for the family at the time, because she got to go sell wheat and other things, and because there was no money at the time. So she got to go out, prepare the food, you know, bathe me, and then leave, go out to find food for the next day. We did that for 1 year. So she was one of my strengths besides God. She was one of my pillars besides God. She prayed along with me, and she was there providing for me and for the home. That also gave me strength.
Yeah, great gift from God. Where did you two meet up? Her name is Elizabeth, and I know you have four children. I think your children are 20, 13, 9, and 3. So kind of the whole spectrum from a 3-year-old to a 20-year-old. So where did you two meet up?
I met her before the war. I saw her, but we were not close. You know, then during the war, they two left and migrated to came out, you know, for safety. And the church that I was working along with and the preaching points that we were working, she was very instrumental and encouraging. She was with the Sunday school, the teaching ministry. And I mean, we became friends. At the time, I was not even thinking about marrying, you know, her. But after some time, you know, God decided, you know, to impress upon my heart to get married. And I said to myself, who would be the best person to get married to? And I mean, I said to her, she didn't believe it. And after some time, we got married. Right now, I mean, at Church, Free Baptist Church, she's coordinating the women ministry with pastry, hair, you know, dressing, some other stuff. She with the children ministry. And it's, I mean, she's helping me really in the ministry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, that's a gift from God.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dean, I know why you fell in love with this guy, this Reverend William Kofa, and his passion for the Lord and his heart for ministering to others and meeting not only spiritual needs but tangible needs. And you're going to be returning, and you're the head director of Jonah Water Ministries, and you're going to be taking supplies and hopefully some cash and other gifts. How can the Great News Radio listener get involved, and what can we do in the days ahead? I certainly pray, but sure. How can we in the maybe the next couple weeks? Because I think you're going to be helping in the coming month or so getting the supplies to Nashville, so I know our listeners can stop by the Community Evangelical Free Church and drop things off. Or more importantly, they can call and kind of connect and touch base with you. They dial 217-586-5165, 217-586-5165. You'll get the Community Evangelical Free Church, and they can get you in touch with Dean, and he can walk you through whether you're going to write a check or maybe drop off some supplies. But I'm sure, Dean, you're impressed by the work God's doing through the Reverend William Kofa. And why are you passionate about letting our Great News Radio listeners get involved?
I'm passionate because right now it is such a struggle in Liberia, you know, after long civil war and now the Ebola crisis in Liberia. We have someone, a good friend of mine, William Kofa, is going back there, and it's somebody that we can work with through the church. We can work with William and the great work they're doing at First Baptist Church there in Oldest Congo Town. We, as listeners here at the radio station, we can be a part of that ministry over in Liberia. And we have a contact that we can, if we want to bring supplies to the church or contribute funds to help with the ministry over there, listeners can do that. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm excited about it, that my friend William is here with us and he'll be going back and he can be a part, carrying on the ministry, of course.
You know, I'm thinking, you know, I don't know if this is of God. You know, sometimes I got to pray it all through. But I'm sure there's some listeners, maybe some that are involved in an adult Sunday school class or maybe a church that's thinking, you know, it's always nice to partner with a church maybe in another country. But it's nice to partner knowing that the supplies and the funds are being supervised and there's oversight and so forth. And I'm just thinking, knowing that William is returning, say somebody from a church is tuned in now, would you be willing to maybe share about Jonah Water Ministries and your work in Liberia, in your work in Africa? Maybe it's a Kiwanis group and somebody is a member and saying, hey, could Dean come and share a little more of the specifics? Or maybe a church is going to take a special offering and they want to help support this work, this evangelistic outreach that not only ministers to the spiritual needs, but with the water and the supplies and the medical attention. Should they just call the Community Evangelical Free Church and then they can get a hold of you? And
right, just get a hold of Community Evangelical Free Church and Muhammad, and Pastor Jason can get a hold of me. That's probably the best way. I guess I could give you my phone number, but
yeah, maybe you could get maybe your cell number. But
sure,
you know, for the tax deductible gift, they would make the check out
to Community Evangelical Free Church of Muhammad, and a memo that it's for the Jonah Water Ministries.
Jonah Water Ministries. Yep. If you want to get a tax deduction on your gift,
yep.
And you can call the Community Evangelical Free Church at 217-586-5165, 217-586-5165. Reverend William, we're going to have you close out our program. Sharon, maybe a few prayer requests? Because I know recently your wife and oldest daughter came under some spiritual oppression. I think they were praying and fasting or seeking the Lord. And what sometimes happens, and maybe not a common occurrence here in America or in for many of our listeners, but there's a real heaviness, a spiritual oppressive spirit that kind of came upon them or brought confusion, almost a demonic attack. And so how can we pray effectively? I think your wife is recovering and doing better, but your daughter still could use a groundswell of prayer from our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, your prayers for complete healing for my wife, especially my oldest daughter, who is, you know, a little bit recovering. And I also need your prayer in every aspect and whatever, you know, maybe contribution that can be made in that direction. Right now in Liberia, the hospitals, most of the hospitals are down because the attention is towards Ebola. So besides the spiritual aspect, I want to give some medical attention, you know, so I need your prayers, even financially. I need financial support also to see how best I can, you know, give us some medical attention, you know, maybe to Ghana or something like that.
And I think if the check is made out to the Community Evangelical Free Church and in the memo line, Jonah Water Ministries, Dean, I know you'll be heading over to Africa in the coming days and actually coordinating the supplies and other things to be going in a month or so. So the Community Evangelical Free Church, you can call their phone number, 217-586-5165, 217-586-5165. And if you get an answering machine, Pastor Jason's always out and about and busy. Just leave your phone number and he'll get back to you, or Dean will get back to you. Dean, how about sharing your phone number and then closing out in prayer for our dear brother, Reverend William Kofa?
You can reach me at 217-841-1131. That's 217-841-1131. And before I close in prayer, Mark, I'd just like to thank you for having us in for this interview and this discussion. And I just want to just encourage people that William Kofa is a great friend of mine, and I've worked with him, and just want to encourage people to get involved and be a part of this work in Liberia, where we're making a tangible difference and people can make a difference in Liberia. Lord, just I pray that you would lift up William as he's getting ready to go back to Liberia, that you would give him safe travels, that his wife and daughter would fully recover, and just things, when things seem so difficult, whether it's the civil war or the Ebola crisis there in Liberia, Lord, sometimes you bring us to low points where the only way we can look is up. And Lord, I just pray that not only William and his family, but the members of First Baptist Church there in Oldest Congo Town in Monrovia, Liberia, that they would look to you and trust in you and have faith in you. And Lord, you can bring them through even this Ebola crisis. Lord, just touch our hearts. Let us know how we can be a help. And just as you've said in Matthew 25, Lord, that if we see somebody sick or hungry or thirsty, that we need to help out as best we can. Lord, just again, just bless us through the rest of the day here, and we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Well, thank you, Dean. Thank you, Reverend William, for being available for yesterday and today's edition of Mark and Friends, and we'll be praying you up. That's the thing I treasure about our Great News Radio listening family. They're prayer warriors.
Yeah.
And so we're going to pray that God works a unique work in your wife and in your daughter's life and in the ministry work there at the First Baptist Church, Oldest Congo Town. It's just a classic name there in Liberia. And Dean, I know you can't wait to join and continue finding water and then partnering with Reverend William to share the living water, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we'll be praying that God is glorified, that physical needs are met, and the spiritual needs, that eternal need of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, will be proclaimed and shared as frequently as possible. And thank you for your heart for the Lord, William, and your faith journey, and Dean, your assistance in bringing expertise and passion to this region of the world, and we're all getting more and more familiar with parts of Africa because of Ebola and just that evangelistic message that can be proclaimed everywhere. So thank you, Great News Radio listeners, for being involved. And again, if you need more information or you want to touch base with Dean, maybe have him come to your Sunday school class or give a 10-minute sharing time on Sunday morning or speak to your civic organization about Jonah Water Ministries that's serving in Africa, you can call Dean directly at 217-841-1131. That's 217-841-1131. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.